All right.
Yeah, when you said these things, we're going into some archives. Two things I want to say. One is, I hope, just to tell you how to do your job, and I don't mean to tell you how to do your job, but I really do think it's incredibly important to think. Ferris is a good friend. I love him. John Elrod's a good guy. And I think a great president. But the kind of stories that Ferris tells and that John probably has to tell had to do with the majoritarian culture here. And there are cultures here that are incredibly important to this community, like Napoleon Borges, like Bob Murray, like Burdatz, that don't ever even appear as footnotes in the history of the place. But my guess is over 250 years have been a hell of a lot of those folks. But I think they are more important than, I don't have any objection to Tom Wolfe, than Tom Wolfe is to this place. And I think Tom Wolfe's a gifted writer and a good politician and all those kind of things. But I think those people are much more important. And if I'm talking to this machine, and somebody's going to be dumb enough to listen to that machine in 50 or 100 years, I hope that they'll remember that there are guys like Murray and Burr and Boyd Williams who, in my judgment, have made the place hum. And it's not the people that go out and raise all the money to get the money to turn the lights on with. It's people who are dedicated to an institution and see its faults and still try to make it work. And that's the one thing I had to say.
I'm thrilled that you're giving me those names.
Other thing I had to say is, I have been on a high horse about this for a year or more, is that I think history will finally judge places when they tell stories which don't deny the truth. There's something wrong in the soul of Washington Lee that it can't tell the truth about who it was. And in its catalog, page 9, Heritage, Washington Lee's rich historical heritage is embodied in the very name it bears today. As an institution has been touched and shaped by major men, it's interesting, and moments in American history. This is the first place that there's a kind of a dysfunctional statement. In 1749, Scotch-Irish pioneers who had migrated deep into the Valley of Virginia founded a small classical school called Augusta Academy, some 20 miles north of what is now Lexington. That's false. There are three premises in that sentence that are false. One is they were not Scotch-Irish pioneers, they were goddamn Presbyterians. And secondly, it was not a classical school, it was formed in the pastor study of four Presbyterian churches in this valley, one of which was New Providence, the other one was Timber Ridge, and maybe New Monmouth, and I've forgotten. But if you read that Heritage, there is no recognition of the indebtedness to the Presbyterian Church, and I'm not a Presbyterian, that appears anywhere in here. And I think that in its efforts to be secular, Washington Lee has forgotten how to tell the truth about who it is.
Well, it's certainly there in Crenshaw. Crenshaw makes it perfectly clear. That's the right relationship to the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah. And why we now take it out of our catalog and talk about our heritage and whatever else we said. I mean, about some other stuff in here which is equally as denying of reality as that. I can't find where that is right now. But if you read through that and the mission statement, you will never find any reference to the notion of a power greater than Enlightenment rationalism. And I just think that's false.
What would you have the mission statement say?
Well, I would tell the truth that the place was started by what I understand to be the truth from Crenshaw and from reading, and I've just, there's a woman who's just finished, you know, Catherine Brown. She used to work for, I don't know who she worked for here, but she's just done a history of New Providence Church.
Oh, I think I met her in Special Collections.
Yeah. Well, I would tell the truth about how the place was started. And I think there was always a fight. Was it going to be a Witherspoon classical place, or was it going to be for training of young seminarians? And that fight didn't disappear, even when they named the place Liberty Hall. It went back. Well, you've seen the Crenshaw history. But the sectarian fight appeared again and again. And I think one of the places where it was manifest is whether you get the Washington gift or not. And Washington Lee denied its own partial heritage when it was trying to get the Washington gift. By saying it never heard of Presbyterians, I think. I mean, I don't know, but it's obviously there's some hyperbole in my remarks, but there's also an acute realization that in our efforts to be whatever, you know, more enlightenment than we are, that we've denied part of our heritage to students. And I think that reflects itself, that I think that kind of ambivalence and I don't want to say ambivalent, but being afraid to come to terms with that truth, I think is reflected in a lot of this continual fight that we have experienced over the last 15 or 20 years about whether or not to have a chaplain. I come out on the opposite side of that than Minor Rogers and the people who want us a chaplain. But the disregard of the spiritual side of this university, I think, is damn near criminal. I mean, when we have a death in the community, we don't know how to deal with it. We had a death here in the law school a couple of years ago, a suicide. I think we dealt with it in a way in which that was it was not healing at all. I don't think a recent death over here on the campus was dealt with in the way which was healing. And nobody had time, was able to grieve about it. So I hope at the next, in this 250th year history, I wish somebody would write a chapter about the relationship between the Presbyterian Church, not because it's Presbyterian, but the relationship between the Christian community and Washington Lee. And that's all I have to say. But I just think it's in some ways tacky that we deny that history. And I think it's demeaning. Some will be quiet.
Well, no, we ought them to be quiet. And I guess I hadn't really realized how it's put forth there, because I've been reading Crenshaw and going back to the sources and haven't been looking at what's being put forth. And now I'm just real concerned about what I put forth and make sure it's accurate.
Yeah, one of the things I read on the 250th anniversary of Harvard, the university wouldn't say anything about it, but the Harvard Chapel said some stuff about its connection with the church.
Uh-huh.
So I hope we can say something more than, you know, Harvard was willing to say. But, you know, Harvard did the same thing. They just acted like, you know, there'd been no relationship with organized religion all those 200 years. And Washington Lee's trying to do the same thing. Which seems to me reflective of some insecurity when you won't tell a story about yourself.
Well, it happened. It's kind of silly not to. And in a way, it's interesting because part of the story is the cut that they made with the Presbyterians. And that could be just, in a way, more telling than to talk about that issue. than to ignore the fact that any of it ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work on that in the history chapter.
Yeah, because look at this, at that, this not only those pages, but the heritage and the mission statement. You know, you can't find the word God anywhere in any of that till you get over to the courses. We talk about them once in a while in religion courses. But I find that curious. But I sure have enjoyed talking with you.
Well, I have enjoyed listening to you. This has been a great pleasure. Is there anything else you want to direct us to? That's really useful, that last bit you gave me. That's the kind of direction I'm looking for.
Now, but don't let old Taylor give you his smokescreen. Well, neither sectarian or secular. That's right. That's half right. It's both sectarian and secular. And he's got a wonderful paper he prepared for the Chaplains Committee about 10 or 15 years ago, which argues that it's neither sectarian or secular. But I think it was both, and I think Taylor knows it was both. And I think the story is, I think it's richer than what he's written, and I think he knows it is.
Well, maybe he'll get another chance this time.
Good.
Thank you, Uncas.
Thank you, Mae.
This has been a great pleasure.
Yeah, I've